This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Stay tuned for a great segment with animator James Ford Murphy behind the short called Lava. But first, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have launched an initiative to help women understand football, which some are calling sexist. The initiative is called RED, the Buccaneers Women's Movement, and offers tips like what's a play clock. Have you seen the animated short, the movie called Lava? It plays before the widely acclaimed Pixar movie Inside Out. And the man behind Lava is James Ford Murphy.
It's a love story between two volcanoes that takes place over millions and millions of years.
How did you come up with the idea?
The idea, you know, I've always loved Hawaii. I grew up in Detroit, and I was a huge Elvis Presley fan. And that was like my first exposure to Hawaii, you know, from his films, and, you know, he did a concert there. And then when I got married, my wife and I honeymooned on the Big Island in Hawaii. And ever since that trip, I've just been in love with tropical islands, active volcanoes, and Hawaiian music. And then several years ago, my wife and I were watching an episode of ER, and it featured Israel Kamakabevole's version of Over the Rainbow. And, you know, when I heard that rendition of that song, I was absolutely mesmerized by the power and the beauty of that song, and I never forgot that. So when it came down to think of ideas for shorts, I immediately went to this love of Hawaii and islands and volcanoes, and I thought, what if I could write a song that makes me feel the way that song does, and feature it in a Pixar short film? So that's kind of the inspiration of, the impetus that's kind of set me out on this journey to make this film.
Wow, what an incredible story. And of course, you know, you could have made it about the back roads of Detroit or something, but you were inspired, I guess, by the exotic look of Hawaii, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the look. I think it's the feeling. You know, if you've ever been there, it just has this not only romance, but to me it's just a hypnotic beauty. And the more I learn about the place and like the geology of the place and the culture, and the more I listen to the music, the more I fall in love with just the lure of this place.
Now, how long does the short Lava run, actually? What's the air time?
The running time is about 6.5 minutes.
And tell everybody how long it took you to put that 6.5 minutes together.
It probably took about 2.5 years, you know, to do it. And, you know, the first 8 months was all kind of on my own time developing the idea into a pitch. You know, so that was almost like the first year of it. And then when it finally got greenlit, it took about a year and a half to make. But we probably could have done it in a year. But, you know, at Pixar, when you're making a short, you're really kind of at the mercy of the bigger productions. And, you know, they really need to get the resources they need first. And you just have to be nimble and take what you can get when you know, the people become available. So that just extended the production time a little bit.
But it's incredible how much work and effort and thought and time and, you know, elbow grease goes into a 6.5 minute short.
It really is, you know. With computer animation, you don't get anything for free. You know, like if in live action, you can go out to a location, and you get that location really for free, in the sense that, you know, the trees that are there, that whatever the day is, you know, that kind of comes with the place. But in computer animation, everything has to be thought about, everything has to be created, and everything has to be kind of meticulously decided upon. And that is definitely a labor-intensive process, but it's a process that we really enjoy and we love, and it gives you incredible dexterity to really create what you envision.
Now, you've done animation before. Did you actually do some of the animation on Lava?
I did not. You know, I had a great team of animators that did the animation, and, you know, while, you know, I directed the animation, and while I was not directing animation, there were other, you know, things that I had to make decisions on, you know, other parts of the production process.
Now, the song Lava from the short Lava has been quite a hit. Are you surprised by that?
I am surprised by that. I would say I'm pleasantly surprised by that. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, you kind of set off on this journey to just kind of, I'm going to write this song, see if I can pull this off. And then in doing so, you know, in my pitch, whenever I pitched Lava, I would sing the entire song. And in my pitch, I promised that this song would be sung by traditional Hawaiian singers, which was a big promise, you know. And so once it got greenlit, for 1 year, all I did was listen to Hawaiian music because I kind of put myself out there that this is going to be sung by traditional Hawaiian singers. So I wanted to learn everything I could about Hawaiian music and who's available. And in doing so, I learned about a music awards festival called the Noku Hanohano Awards, which is the Grammy Award equivalent for Hawaiian music that's held every May in Honolulu. And when I learned about it, I convinced our producer that we had to go because every musician I was interested in was going to be there. So we ended up going and coming away with casting two of Hawaii's most popular recording artists. Kauana Torres Kahele is the voice of the narrator in Uku, the male volcano, and Napua Greg is the voice of Lele, the female volcano. And, you know, all those ingredients, I think, have kind of led to this song that it kind of has a life of its own, which is pretty amazing and pretty cool.
And you wrote the song?
I did, yes. So I wrote the song, and I played the ukulele on the track, and then Kauana and Napua are the singers on the track.
Wait a minute. You played the, well, we all say ukulele, but I know that the Hawaiians call it a ukulele. You played the instrument? You were an instrumentalist, too?
Yes, I did.
Wow. You are, what don't you do?
I don't sing, I guess. I don't sing well as a Hawaiian. But, you know, it kind of just ended up with me playing the ukulele, because when I play the song, I really changed the rhythm based on the emotion of the story. And, you know, I ended up kind of just doing a scratch of the ukulele track that we ended up just using. And what I do like about my ukulele playing is you don't notice it. It lets the beautiful voices of Kauana and Napua shine, and it doesn't get in the way.
Well, Inside Out has gotten such great reviews, and I guess you're picking up great reviews, too, because you're attached to the beginning of the movie.
Absolutely. You know, it's a phenomenal movie, and we just feel very lucky to be sharing the screen with a movie that we love and respect so much.
Now, will your movie be eligible for an Oscar, that kind of thing?
It will not be eligible. It was eligible last year, and didn't get a...
Boo.
Yeah.
The crowd is booing. That's awful. Why wasn't it? I mean, it sounds like it's a perfect little short.
You know, I don't know. You know, the reason we make these films is for the audiences, and I'm just excited that the film is out there and being well received, and I'm getting to do cool interviews like this one.
All right. So, and in your background, I noticed you did the little Caesar pizza guys, right, in the animation?
Yes, I did. That was one of the first things. You know, I was working at a small animation studio in Chicago called Calabash, and that's really where I learned how to animate. And one of the projects I got to work on, which is one of my favorites, was the Little Caesars Pizza Guy.
Now, I don't mean to belittle the animator's skill at all, because they're tremendously talented, but can anyone with a computer learn how to do at least basic animation with all the computer programs that are available now?
Probably. You know, the computer can do a lot for you, but the job of the animator is to not let the computer be in charge. You know, it's the animator being in charge. And the computer wants to do things the way a computer does, which is very mechanical. And the way things move or the way things act tend to not be mechanical. You know, they tend to be very organic. And the job of the animator is to really be a student of movement and a student of nuance and a student of acting and people, and try to incorporate that into the work and really get the computer to help you do your job, like a great musician can really make an instrument sing, so can an animator with computers.
Now, did the animators for Lava have the song Lava and the vocals prior to that, and could they then make the volcanoes in the image of the two singers?
Yes. So we had the song early on, which was great, because We not only had it for animation, but we also had it for editorial and layout. So we were, you know, because we were really tied to the song, and we were really able to kind of lock the way that the film moves to the song. And with regards to the characters, yes, the animators had the song, so they were able to animate to the actual recordings of Kauana and Napua and really, you know, use the inflections of their voice and their vocals and put that into the animation.
Well, Well, I can't wait to see it now. It just sounds so delightful. Now, what are you working on next? You always have to have another project, right? Or are you taking a break for a while?
Well, you know, right now I'm just getting on to my next things, and I have nothing that I'm able to talk about yet, but I'm just kind of finishing off my lava stuff and moving into my next couple projects.
Well, considering the reviews and the success of Lava and the Lava Song, I guess at Pixar you'll be one of the big boys pretty soon, and they'll all be waiting for you to finish what you're doing to get their little things done.
I don't know about that. We'll take it one step at a time and do the best we can with whatever we end up doing next.
Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. You've given us great insight into the world of animation and successful animation at Pixar.
Thank you, Mike. It's been my pleasure being on your show, and have a great day.
With James Ford Murphy of Lava, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Sometimes change is forced upon you. For example, the sudden loss of a job.
At other times, you initiate the transition, like a job or career change.
In either case, these events often create physical, mental, and emotional turmoil. It's important to let go.
Not letting go keeps you from moving forward. Remember, you own your life.
You can't always control what happens to you, but you can control how you respond. Therefore, your response determines your destiny.
Realize that it's a process, and it may take a year or more to fully work through it, depending on you, the event, and the circumstances.
So take the time you need, but strive to keep forward momentum. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think Green. Harrison with you.
A new green cement has been calibrated to eliminate the huge amounts of carbon dioxide spewed into the atmosphere by manufacturers of the old cement used in concrete for buildings, roadways, and bridges. The reality is that for every ton of ordinary cement produced, a ton of air-polluting carbon dioxide is released. Worldwide, 2.5 billion tons of cement are manufactured each year, creating about 5% of the Earth's CO2 emissions. So with green cement on the horizon, the U.S. can do its environmental part. Carbon dioxide is a global problem and not a regional one, since a CO2 molecule can travel from Beijing to San Francisco in less than a day through atmospheric circulation. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.